Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God for you listening in to another segment of Jesus Saved Through Faith. Church of God, the Byway Talk Radio, letting you know that God loves you and He cares about your soul. Amen. The scripture tells us, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish, but have an everlasting life. St. John. In John 3:16, letting you know that God cares for you, amen, and He cares for all of us, but we have to submit ourselves, believe in Him, repent of our sin, amen, put our hope in Him, and go down in water baptism in the name of Jesus Christ, which is Yeshua, HaMashiach. If you hear the day that you need it today, give honor to all the brothers and pastors as preachers of the truth and open the eyes of people, amen, and let them tell you the truth by going back and research and find out the real truth, what Jesus' real name is, Yeshua, HaMashiach, amen. So we see here today that you need to know Him, amen. Same as Joshua, Yeshua, yeah, Joshua, Yeshua, HaMashiach, amen. So we see here today that you need to believe in Him. Give an honor to Him. Amen. Our Apostle C. Coward, give an honor. Amen. To the side of the Church of God, the Bible Way. Our J. McLeod, give an honor to Bishop Brickshaw, please God. Give an honor to him, who is our North Florida and South Georgia. Amen. Bishop, you know, we give honor to him today. Amen. Jonathan Brickshaw. And we give honor, amen, also to my bishop here in Tampa, Florida. Amen. Adrian Melendon Shaw. Amen. Letting you know that we love all those brothers. They're very powerful brothers in the Word. Amen. So we thank and praise God for all of you. Amen. How do you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, Yeshua, HaMashiach, as your Lord and Savior? Have you believed in Him? Have you repented of your sins? Have you went down in the water of baptism in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua, HaMashiach? Amen. Letting you know that He is the way. Amen. So now some people might say, why do I say it, calling Yeshua? Amen. Well, that's the name that contains God into it, which we call God Yah. Yahweh, some call Him Yahuwah. Amen. The root word is Yah. Amen. So we see here today that you must believe in Him and give you all in all to Him. Amen. So we thank and praise God. So Jesus said, I am come in my Father's name. Amen. So that's what it means. Amen. Without the Yah, amen, it wouldn't be. Amen. The Bible says Yeshua. That's His name, praise God. And then you know that you have to look at it. Amen. Mary, whose real name is Miriam, all right? And so we see here today, amen, she didn't know Jesus by the, she didn't know the Messiah by the name of Jesus. Amen. So that's some truth and knowledge that you got to learn, praise God. Amen. Why? Because didn't come about until the late 1500s. Amen. The late 1500s. So we have to look at those things and say it is impossible. Amen. Since the J wasn't created, wasn't made up amen, until the 1500, the end of the 1500 just about. So we need to let people know the truth, amen, and let people know that, you know, God is real, but we, you know, he don't want us to be ignorant. The Bible says, my people are destroyed by the lack of, for the lack of knowledge. Amen. So you see here that you need to learn this thing, praise God. And my job is to reveal to people the name of God and reveal the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. So what he say, what is the name of God? Yud-Heh-Wah-Heh. Amen. Yud-Heh-Wah-Heh. All right. So people look at Yud-Heh-Wah-Heh. His name is Yahweh. And Yud-Heh-Wah-Heh, amen, is Y-H-W-H, which is tetragrammaton. Amen. And if you say Yahweh, and if you take out the vowels, which years ago there was no vowels inside the Hebrew, amen, you have Yahweh, which mean Y-H-W-H. Amen. So we see here that you need Christ, but you got to know who he is. Amen. Amen. So people just don't understand him. Amen. The Bible says he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Are you in that same situation, friend? Are you in that same position? Amen. Don't know who Jesus is? Amen. The Bible says he's the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Amen. So we see here that he is. Amen. I thank and praise God, amen, for the breath that I breathe every day. I thank and praise God, you know, and it's good to recognize when you come out and you can feel the breath of God, the wind on you, and you can breathe clean air, praise God. And it's wonderful when you could. I appreciate that. You know, I appreciate the water. I appreciate the air. Amen. I appreciate it. I just say, thank you, Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father, Yahweh. That's another thing I want to show people is Father is a title. All right? Son is a title. All right? Even God is a title because there are many so-called gods out there. But our God is the creator of all spirits. All the spirits here, you know, that is in the dog, the cat, the everything, even the spirits that is in you. Amen. So we see here, you have to appreciate God. Amen. Amen. Let me interrupt here for a minute. The call-in, amen, number is, get your pen. All right, 929-477-2563. 929-477-2563. And you're able to hear me, amen. Amen. You're able to hear me, you know, to get people that they can hear me. All right. I also have an ID number. Here's an ID number. It's 958-483. 958-483. And you pick that as a PIN ID number. Let me know that you got to appreciate what God has given you. You got to appreciate and be thankful. And we got to praise our Heavenly Father. Amen. We got to love him with all we have. Praise God. So we see, I encourage you to love him, to believe in him, to trust in him, and put your hope in him. Amen. Think about it. Somebody say, well, what color is the God we serve? I heard a guy ask me a question like that. He goes, you know, he wanted me to come up with a color. But, you know, I say, you know, what color is the wind? I said, could you color the wind? What color is the wind? All right. And then, you know, it just, people just come up with all kinds of stuff. But praise God, because I know that Jesus, amen, and the disciples and all the apostles and most of all the prophets, the Hebrew Israelites, amen, and they was a dark complexion, not you know, not as people portray them. Because I was looking over, you know, some icons over there in Russia and in Poland and all, you know, in Germany, all these different areas. They got Jesus as a black man, a dark-complected man, all right? And I looked over there, you know, I said, now that's something. He was black unto the ground, man, black unto the ground, dark unto the ground, amen. So we see here, we see that, you know, but it doesn't make a difference, praise God, once you have love in your heart for folks. Amen. You know, you have to have love. I told another guy, you know, I say, the Bible says God is love. I say, what color is love? Praise God. So we see today that you got to have the Lord. You got to have Jesus. Yeshua. I'm a seer. Amen. So, you know, what's the name we should baptize in? I baptize in the name of Yeshua, HaMashiach. You know, and I do pronounce Jesus Christ. Because in the West, people are so accustomed to calling him Jesus Christ. But I know the real name. So people tell me, you say, why do you say that? I say, well, that's the real name. All right? So yeah, you say, well, we don't do that. I said, that's because you don't know the real name. So we see here today that you got to know who Christ is. Amen. Amen. So we thank and praise God today. So we see here today that you got to love your neighbor as yourself. Amen. Love your neighbor as yourself. All right. Because if you don't, if you're fighting all the time with your neighbor, all right, even I got a neighbor. Sometimes my neighbor would have things. I would come out, she would call the code enforcement on me. And one day I caught her throwing some paper across the yard and some old limbs and stuff. I said, hold it, wait a minute. Now I said, neighbor, I love you, you are my neighbor. I said, but you don't supposed to be doing that to me. You're stabbing me in the back. I said, you're not a good neighbor. You're throwing stuff all up in my yard, coming in my yard, and, you know, and throwing some paper over there out of your yard. Something wrong there. So we see here today, amen, that, you know, that's not neighborly love, right? So we see here today, praise God, that we love people, amen. We care about people. I love people, you know. I care about people, and I wish people to do the best to make it in their life. Praise God, and live their dream. Praise God. So we see that. Praise God. So we see them. You know, I just think about the love of God, amen. You know, you think about what He's done for us. Praise God. Amen. The scripture tells us, amen, in Romans 5:8. Look what it says. Amen. But God commended His love toward us. Think about it. In that while we was yet sinners, Yeshua, or Christ, died for us. Our Messiah died for us. He died for us. Amen. And think about it. God's love for us is greater than all human understanding. You think about it. By sending Yeshua, amen, to earth, amen, to die. And look at it. You know, how God could send His own. Amen. Well, that body, that flesh that was prepared for me and for you. Amen. He sent that body. He got into that body. Amen. Walked upon earth. You know, because, you know, before then, God was, you know, would punish people so severely, all right, for their sins and their actions. But God came down and lived into a body, which is called his son. Some people say that don't make no sense, but it does, all right? John, praise God, you see here, we'll prove that, amen. We'll prove it. Okay, in John 1, we go to that. Is God, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, amen. Amen. He was the one that came down in a body. I heard a guy who was telling me about it. Well, I don't believe God became a baby and then grew up. I said, but God was in Christ reconciling the world into himself. You got to believe that. The Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Okay, look at that. And this, talking about the Word, you know, the Word can have breath with it. Think about it. The Word, in order to speak, you got to have it. And for the sound, its breath is in that. All right? Look what it says. It says, the same was in the beginning with God. All things was made by him. Look, this is what I'm saying. All things were made by him, not dim, not day, not she, not her. Okay? All things was made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Now, look what it says here in the fourth verse. All right, St. John 1 and 1. One, we started down at the fourth verse. In him was life, and the life was the light of man. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. That's why Jesus had to, and Yeshua had to speak in parables. Praise God. Had to speak in parables. All right. And then look what it says. There was a man sent from God whose name, I mean, was John. The same came for a witness and to bear witness of the light that all men, all right, all men through him might believe. All right, so that's the purpose. All men might believe. Now, look what it says. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. Okay, so you talk about John. John was not of that light. All right, that was the true light that lighted every man that cometh into the world. So you ought to give thanks and praise to our Father, our God. Give thanks and praise to him. Because why? Because he's the one that gives us. Now, I was just telling people the other day that that God put the breath of life. He blew into Adam, who was of the ground. He is a positive God. So you need a negative and a positive. So watch this here. All right? Because they work together. So here's a God, here's a man, God formed from the dust of the ground. Amen. He was a part of the ground. And here's a positive God that blues and gave Adam a part of himself. In other words, he blew into Adam the breath of life. What did he do? He blew spirit in him. All right? And it wasn't until he got that spirit in him, amen, the wind into him, amen, he became a living soul. You got to think about it. You got to look at it. He became a living soul. All right? So you think about it. Amen. And that's why the Bible said in the beginning was the Word. So he did something there. He spoke there. You know, he put the breath in him. All right? Now watch this here. Amen. I was at the ninth verse. It says, that was the true light that lighted every man that come to earth. So what happened? What really actually happened there? You think about it. I mean, he a man of the dust, man now, amen, in his negative state, right there, wasn't moving, nothing happening, all right? God has formed him from the dust, all right? No movement yet, right? But when he blew into Adam's nostrils, amen, that inspired him to, and gave him the ability to move, to become, and became a living soul. Think about that. Amen. Your car can't even run without a negative and a positive. Think about it. Your battery in the car, which is considered one of the greatest parts of your car, all right, can't even function without it. Another thing that can't function for long on, I mean, it can run off the battery for a while, but guess what? It also needs an alternator to alternate the current, all right, throughout the car, all right, the power throughout the car. So we see here, all right, just like your heart is pumping your blood all through and your body's getting oxygen, your brain is getting oxygen through that. All right, so we thank you. Amen. God is so good. He blessed us. And look what he says here. Here's where the point I want to really get to. All right. He was in the world. Who was in the world? So in John 1, it's talking about God, because he said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, right? But watch what it says. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came into his own, which was at that time the Hebrews, the Jews, all right? And his own received him not. But as many as received him, gave he power to become sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. So it's important, and it's very important that you believe. It is very important that you believe in him. It is very important that you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen. You have to know that, friend. All right. Amen. So we see here. You got to know it. Amen. He said, but as many as receive him, gave you power to become sons of God. And even to them that believe on his name. So you got to have it. The Bible says, because Abraham believed God, it was appointed to him. Think about it. You think about it. You know, for righteousness. This man believed God. All right? And that's something. When you believe in Christ, amen, you got a chance, brother. You got a chance. When you believe in him, the great Yahshua HaMashiach. All right, now watch this thing. Amen. Which were born not of blood, nor of the will, not of the flesh, not of the will of man, but of God. I call him Yah. But of Yah. Yahweh. Amen. But of him. Amen. So we see it. But you got to know that, friend. Amen. You got to know that. And look what it says. You know what it says? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. But here it is down in the 14th verse. It says, and the Word was made flesh. Now, when was the Word made flesh? Amen. In our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God was in the world, because the Word was God. Amen. And the Bible says, amen, he was in the world, and the world, amen, in the world, no, no, his own knew him not. All right, so we see him. So look what it says here. Amen. So as we go on, that word of God, the pure word of God, amen, you need to know him. Amen. You got to have him. Amen. You got to be a son of God, a daughter of God, but you got to believe in him, trust in him, and go all. Look, think of all the stuff that the world is going through. Killing, you know, raping, doing all kinds of crazy things that people are doing. People don't have no respect for each other. God didn't come for the world like that. Jesus didn't come for nobody like that. All right? You got to love the Lord. You got to love people. Amen. And that's what you have to do. Amen. So we see here today. You need Christ in your life. Okay. Now, I'm going to stop here. Amen. And in Tampa, Florida, we want to also continue the apprenticeships. Okay. It teaches our young people how to become builders. Amen. How to buy, sell, and trade. Amen. How to do the mechanical work, different things like that. We want our young people to do this. Because, you know, so many times, I know even right now, even some college people got out of college and can't find a job in their field. That's bad. Somebody dropped the ball somewhere. All right, so I'm saying is this here. Join with me, amen, to get this apprenticeship program. After all, we had years ago, you had apprenticeship program where young people could come in and learn a trade, all right? And if they wanted to go to college, they can. But we want you to help us and be with us, amen, to go and let us create man, amen, in a positive way. That's turning young men, young boys into young men, amen, with a trade and with a remarkable skill. Amen. Because what happened, amen, I went to college, yes. All right, I came back out teaching, amen. I taught school for a few years, but watch this here. Amen. So we see it. But I recognize something. I say, you know, if I had a year trade, I spent just 1 year, or 6 months, or 1 year to learn electrician, plumbing, masonry, some kind of type, a mechanic, or a diesel mechanic, or something like that. Amen. You know, I would have something else to fall back on. All right. And I'm telling you, I mean, if we need it, I don't think nobody should come out of high school without some kind of trade. I don't care if it's college bound or what, you know, because you never know if they should fall on their face, going through college and so forth. So I want to instill in our community, amen. I believe in higher education, but if it ain't working out for you, better find something else to do. And I believe this is, I mean, in order to be blessed, you're going to have a marketable skill, a trade, or you have to be able to buy, sell, and trade. You have to know those skills, how to buy, sell, and trade, how to bargain. I mean, I went to this place, man, I was talking to these people, and I seen this thing they call the Total Gym, all right? The one that, I think it's Chuck Norris, you know, on, I found one practically brand new, and they run $3.99 and up. Amen. I bought it for $20. So you got to know how to buy a trade. Now, if I get tired where I can't use it so much, I just say, well, I can't use this thing too much. All right. Guess what? I can go to eBay, Amazon, somewhere else, and sell it on that. Amen. And still sell it for $150. So that's what it is. You know, we got to learn some remarkable skills and survival skills also. I want to throw in that too. And man, learn something. My number, I mean, it's 813-403-2840. Let us and help our young people to progress. So God, amen, he loves those that progressive. He works with those that are progressive. Amen. And producers. People that do the best thing. So I love you. And I thank God for you. And let me know that God loves you and he cares about you. Give me a call or write me that you can say through faith. Amen. 4711 North 22nd Street, Tampa, Florida, 33610. Amen. 4711. Amen. North Florida. I'm at North 22nd Street. I'm sorry. North 22nd Street, Amen. 33610, Tampa, Florida. Amen. 33610. 4711, North 22nd Street. Amen. Tampa, Florida. Amen. 33610. Amen. I'll call 13-403-2840. We thank and praise God for you.